Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Tes Vov Iyar, 27th of April, Lamed Lo Oimeh, on Harav Ilan Halberstadt Shlita, on the subject of Lag Bo Oimeh.
Good morning, everybody. It's coming up to Lag Bo Oimeh, and it has always fascinated me over the years with the Lag Bo Oimeh has taken off. I would like to say perhaps recently, but it has been going for a while, about the focus on Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And it's always bothered me, what exactly is this, the focus on Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and what is the connection? I mean, there are many great Tanoim and great Tzadikim, of course, and so what is it with the special connection between Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Lag BaOmer? And I would like to suggest something today, which is to build something together, which hopefully might answer this question, is why it is that Klal Yisrael have latched onto Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Lag BaOmer. So we know that the Makor of Lag BaOmer, if you want to speak about it in terms of the Ramah says that today of Ketzas Simcha, the day of a Yom Tov, because as Paskim Ilomus, then the Klal Yisrael stopped dying. We've often asked, we've quoted from, I think even here in the past, from Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, he used to say, what's this business of celebration that they stopped dying? There was nobody else to die. That was it. There was nobody else. Paskim Ilomus, if you hold out the opinion there was some sort of interlude in between a day's break, maybe I can hear that, but according to those that say it was 33 days, it was the first 33, and it stopped dying by the 33rd day, it's an unusual expression to say they stopped dying by the 33rd day. There was nobody else to die. And the Gemara tells us that there were 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, 24,000 Talmidim that Rabbi Kiva lost between Pesach and Shavuos, Bekula Mesu, during this period. And the Chidah already points out, Moshe used to mention this, that the Chidah says that the great Maila of Lag BaOmer is Rabbi Kiva's gadlus, that after losing his entire Beis HaMedrash, can you imagine such an avelus, more than losing the greatest of the great of Klal Yisrael, 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva's Beis HaMedrash, and he picks himself up, and on that very day, says the Chidah, he went down south and he started again with five Talmidim, one of whom was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and he starts again. And Paskim Ilomos could perhaps be the greatness is there was one person that didn't die. What the Ramah's bringing out is Paskim was they stopped dying. And you would have thought at this point, that's a cause of celebration. It's a cause of Rabbi Kiva, you know, saying, enough's enough, I've done what I could, and you know, what can I do? He starts again. They stopped dying, i.e. there was nobody left. But what happened at that moment? After they stopped dying, Rabbi Kiva was still left. And he went and started again. And that's the godless of Rabbi Kiva, of Lag BaOmer, of starting again. And the Chidah writes that it was on this day of Lag BaOmer that he started again, teaching the Talmidim. And I think we've even spoken about that in the past here in this particular place. But what therefore dawned on me was, well, perhaps we might be able to suggest that Reb Shimon, who's the prize Talmud, if you want to call it, the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, as the Gemara in Gittin says, Reb Shimon says about himself, learn my teachings, you should learn my teachings and my ways, because I am a trimmer, I'm a something, a semblance of what Rabbi Kiva was. So I'm a continuation of the great Rabbi Kiva. And you know Rabbi Kiva is called Rabban Shel Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Rabbi Kiva and he was shown a vision of him, the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chav Tes, tells us, and he said, wow, you know, such a great person, you give the Torah through me, give it through him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, shtoik, this is the way it's supposed to be. And of course, Rabbi Kiva is known as Rabban Shel Torah Shebaal Peh. Fascinatingly, once was pointed out, I do not remember the Makor of this, that there is a very beautiful connection between Rabbi Kiva and Moshe Rabbeinu. Besides the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is Rabban Shel Torah Shebaksav, if you want to call it, obviously from the Rabbeinu Shalom, but he teaches us the Torah Shebaksav, and everything in it, of course, and Rabbi Kiva is the Torah Shebaal Peh. What's interesting is, Moshe Rabbeinu leaves this world, how? By hitting the rock. And that's how he has to leave this world. How does Rabbi Akiva begin his journey? With the water that makes an impression on the rock. That drop by drop, and how can he says, and Rabbi Akiva is 40, and Moshe Rabbeinu, after 40 years of being the leader of Klal Yisrael, has to step back because of the water and the rock. Rabbi Akiva takes over his mamshich, as it were. He starts his journey when he's 40 years old. He was 40, it says he learned for 40 years and taught for 40 years. According to Chazal, one source, he lived 120 before he met the difficult end that we all know about. So Rabbi Akiva has a very deep connection with Moshe Rabbeinu, both of them being Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. So if Rabbi Akiva is the great Rebbe of Torah Shebaal Peh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Efshar his Talmud, could be that there was some sort of fixing of the problem of what took place. Now we all know, the Gemara tells us, Shelo Nagu Kovod Zer Bazer, that they didn't show Kovod. Now the misunderstanding of this is as one of them walked into the Beis Medrash, the other guy stuck his foot out and he tripped over him. This was not something overt. You're talking about great tzaddikim, of the greatest of the great. In fact, Rav Moshe Shapiro used to say the reason why we mourn for these great tzaddikim during this time is not because they were specifically tzaddikim, because in every date of the Jewish year, of the calendar, there's another yahrzeit of a great tzaddik, which we should and could mourn about. So why are we mourning about these great tzaddikim? Tragedies, unfortunately, many in the calendar. But, said Rav Moshe, that this base of Medrash represented almost the perfection of the Jewish people. We had almost the perfection. We had Rabbi Akiva at the helm, as the Rosh Hashiva. We had these great Talmidei Chachamim, 24,000 students, and they actually together had the ability to literally close the circuit, to actually finish the show. What's called Tikkun Chet Adam HaRishon, they were so great. And therefore they were held to an extremely high standard. And if there was a small infraction, however small it might be, if there was some infraction, which there was, on their level of Lo Nagu Kovod Zer Bazer, they all die. The whole thing completely collapses. And this is the tragedy of the fact that we were so close. But Lo Nagu Kovod Zer Bazer means it was on a very high level that there was something chosa. And of course, Rabbi Akiva, he's the one that not only teaches Torah in terms of Torah of Ben Odom Lamokim, but he's the one, after Echa Kamoich, is that Klal Godel Batorah. This is the Klal Godel. And Rabbi Akiva was teaching that Ben Odom Lamokim and Ben Odom Lachaveroi, they have to go together. And therefore there was a small infraction on after Echa Kamoich, and Lo Nagu Kovod Zer Bazer, and everything falls. So it dawned on me, if that's the case, and we're talking about the Rav Shimon, the Talmud, the prize Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and Lag BaOmer is associated with, number one, the day Rabbi Akiva got up and started teaching those down south, it means, therefore, that this was the day where, in some way, there was a tikkun of the rest of the Omer period, which didn't go to plan. So, let's explain, perhaps, something which I think is a chiddush, but actually is marvelous and outstanding, according to what we were about to suggest. And that is as follows, that Rav Shimon was in some way this tikkun of the problem of what we suffered from Lo Nagu Kovod Zer Bazer. And how is this the case? Now Rav Shimon was known as the great Gaon of Torah. Rav Shimon, we all know the story in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, Lag, not for nothing, everybody knows that, and it's on Daf Lamed Gimel. And the story as we know it, He speaks against the Romans. He says everything they've done, they did it for their own desire. They have no will in doing it for the better of the world. And eventually, obviously, he's then hunted by the Romans. They want to kill him, and he has to go on the run. And him and his son eventually spend 12 years, we know, in the cave. In the cave, learning Torah of the highest level. Such a high level that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son did not even daven. They did not daven. Shachas Mincha Maariv, no, they didn't daven. They said Kriya Shema. They didn't need to daven. Their Torah was so powerful, their learning was so intense and so complete, without a break, that they were potter from davening. This is the great Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and that's why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Hei, when he there's a machlekes there about whether a person should go out to work, and the machlekes is safdei l'ganecha, and on the other hand, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, and it's an unusual machlekes, if you look at it in the Gemara there, they don't argue in psukim. Pesavtu d'ganecho! Okay, that's about psukim. How are you going to learn pesavtu d'ganecho? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai just says, I don't understand. Efsha Adam Cheresh B'Shas Charishon, Zerer B'Shas Zeria. He's busy doing, tilling the land and being involved. Torah Mata Hillel. What's going to be with Torah? And it's almost like what he's saying is, and therefore he has a new pshat in the Vasav Deganecha, that's only Bizman, that you're not doing Ritzon Yishol Mokum, then you're going to have to go out and work. But if you're doing Ritzon Yishol Mokum, you can live on the highest level, and you can just learn, and everything will be provided. And of course, that is the level that he lived at. He lived on this level, that they were completely immersed in learning, Yoimon V'layla, potter from Twila, and everything was sorted for them. They had their carob tree, they had the water, and Akol B'dei Shemayim, he was living the existence of what he called Torah Matahel now. We can't be involved in anything. He was above and beyond this world. And this is the great Shem Bayachai, who achieved the heights that he did because of the time that he was there in the cave. That's because, that's how he achieved these heights. In fact, I heard from Beli Melech Biderman, I've forgotten who he quoted, and he said that a nice twist on the, we have a phrase that we're familiar with, Kedai Reb Shimon Nismech Alav B'Shas Adchak. That we can rely on Reb Shimon B'Shas Adchak for certain halachas. Reb Shimon you can rely upon. So he said, B'Shas Adchak, because he learned Torah, B'Shas Adchak, with nothing else, just totally immersed, and so Kedai Reb Shimon Nismech Alav, because he learned B'Shas Adchak. Okay, so this is the idea of Reb Shimon Me'al Me'eva, and he managed to achieve this. And this is what we are familiar with, and this is immediately the beginning of the draw and the pull towards this incredible Tana of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But what then happens in the story is something also fascinating. He comes out the cave after 12 years. He's told, who's going to tell Reb Shimon that he's no longer under threat, and they come out of the cave. And the Gemara tells us there in Shabbos that him and his son, wherever they looked, they burnt up. Everything got burnt up. Now, what's this? And the Baskal said, "If you come out to destroy my world, get back into the cave." Now, let's think about this for a second. What's going on in there? They didn't mean to burn up people, but they were so spiritually charged. These people were so Kaddish. They could not understand, and they couldn't see, what's this guy doing? Wasting his time with Chayei Sha'ar, when he could be living a life of a neshama of a person that's got godless within him. They couldn't, and automatically everything they looked at just got incinerated. Because, what's this guy doing? They couldn't fathom it. They couldn't fathom the greatness a person can achieve and the wasting of time, as it were, that they could see around them. And therefore they automatically just burnt up the world. And the Baskal says, "Have you come to destroy my world? Get back into the cave." 1 year later, they spend another 12 months. The Gemara says that was almost like a punishment. Mishpat Gehenna is 12 months. They get punished, have to go back into the cave. Which now means, if we're following this story carefully, something unbelievable. They now had to rectify that last thing. That means to say, Reb Shimon had reached levels of godless potato that we can't even understand. We can't fathom. Chazal say about Reb Shimon Barachai, the levels he got to in Torah, beyond Me'al Me'eva. But there was one level that there was still a problem and a lacking. The Baskal said, "You've come to destroy my world, get back to the cave." That's not a mahalach. They were told off. You're looking at everybody. Now, you can't do that. You can't just burn up everybody. So comes out the cave now, a year later, Reb Shimon. And here, the Gemara tells us, wherever Reb Lazar Reb Shimon looked, okay, it still had that effect. But Reb Shimon, whatever he, so to speak, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon looked at and so to speak, burnt up, Reb Shimon would bring them back, as it were. Reb Shimon no longer looked at the world like he did the year before. Which means there was an incredible level here that Reb Shimon had reached. And if you think about it, one of the most difficult things when people become elevated people, genuinely elevated people, it's very hard for them to sort of now recognize any sort of value of somebody who's below them. And here's a genuine case. Shimon Bar Yochai, the greatest of the great, and now he sees everybody out there. What are they doing? And yet, no, he's learned his lesson, and after that year later, he comes out, and he's looking at everybody in a different way completely. In a different way. Now, he's not wrong. They're still, as it were, not living up to the levels that they could do, but he looks at the world in a different way. And he sees, the Gemara continues there, he sees somebody running for Shabbos with two Hadas branches in their hand, and he says, "What is this? One for Zohar, one for Shomar. Ah, amazing, Dick, Rav Shimon says. Look at this beautiful covered Shabbos. One for Zach, one for Shabbos. Ah, he feels better. What Rav Shimon is doing is he's managing to see in a poshut yid, in a person's mundane performance, Chaviv in Yisrael. Suddenly Rav Shimon, the Gadol Batorah, who last year was burning everybody up because he couldn't understand what they're doing. And now, Chaviv in Yisrael. And look, Rabbi Sai, at the statements that Rav Shimon makes in certain places. It's amazing. It's Rav Shimon, I would say, post the 13th year of the Ma'ara, of the cave. Because he comes out and he says, Chaviv in Yisrael. And all these phrases that suddenly we're drawn towards, of, for example, Rav Shimon mentions that Gemara in Sukkah says, Yochal ani lifto es kol ha'olam min ha'din. I could patter the whole world from din. I could get the whole world off the hook from the beginning of time till now. Now, the Mefarshim discuss exactly how he could do this and what exactly is about. And obviously, this sounds very interesting. But I want to take one point from that Gemara. Here he is, the year before, wherever he looked, was certainly a Midas Adin, take a look. What's this guy doing? What's this person doing? Midas Adin. Here, it's the exact opposite. He's now saying, Yochali liftos kolayim kolamin Adin. I could get everybody off the hook. Mamash, the exact opposite. Instead of burning everybody else up, I could get everybody off the hook. How? Okay, so he would say, you know what, I'll take it on my shoulders. In other words, he saw himself as his level with a responsibility to Klal Yisrael. In other words, there's the Reb Shimon of the first 12 years where he transcended this world. And then he came out of the cave. And the Rebbein Shalom told him, Al Didei the Baskol, don't come and destroy the world. Bring the world up. You are a special person, you're unique. But the rest of Klal Yisrael, you've got to be there for them. What made Moshe Rabbeinu actually what says in the Gemara, in Sota, when he died, different proclamations came out about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And one of them was the great defender of the Jewish people. That's what it says in the Gemara. The great defender of Klal Yisrael. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, we cannot fathom, the greatest person that ever lived. And what's he known as? The great defender of Klal Yisrael. He's looking after Klal Yisrael. That's what Hashem wants. Not the Hachri V'Solomi. And comes out of the cave of Shimon, and now he says, what can I do? And he says, what the Gemara in Shabbos says, I want to be able to do something. Since I've been saved, Ali Dei Neis, I want to do something for the Klal. And they say to him, there's this town, Tiveria, where we don't know, no Kainim can go because there's Tamei Mesim all over the place. And he actually, he works out exactly where all the Kvarim are, and he's what's called Metaher, as they say, Matiah Tiveria. By the way, when you read the Bar Yochai, or when you sing it, whatever, you'll see, this is a lot of this is what we say, right? So he came to Tiveria, and he was Matiah, and was exactly kind of could go where they could go. He wants to help the Klal. He wants to bring them up. He knows who he is, but the next level is to the level where he can say, Yochlani lift his collar and kulman adin. I can get everybody off the hook, whatever that means. But what you do see is this incredible godless of Rav Shimon. And I want to suggest that this is alluded to in the piyut of Bar Yochai Nimshach Ta'ashrecho. This piyut was written relatively recently. It was written by Reb Shimon Lavi. I think it's about 400-500 years old, by a great Mekubal himself. And he writes about Bar Yochai, and it's become Mekubal in Klal Yisrael, this piyut. And the main verse there is Bar Yochai Nimshachta Asherecha Shemen Sosay Mechaverecha. Shemen Sosay Mechaverecha, the Poshut Pshat is, he's saying, Reb Shimon's like a Kohen Gadol. He's Shemen Sosay Mechaverecha. Right? Bar Yochai Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Nimshachta Mimidis HaKodesh. What's a Kohen Gadol? It's somebody who is Me'al Me'eva, this week's Parsha. Right? He's Gadol Me'echov. Reb Shimon was Gadol Me'echov. Reb Shimon was the greatest. He was Nimshachta, Mishchas, Shemen Mishchas Chaydesh, Nimshachta Midas HaKaydesh, Tzitz Nezer HaKaydesh, Chavush Arosh Chopeirecho. He's wearing the tzitz, as it were, not literally, but in his day, he was the Kohen Gadol, he was Gadol Me'echov. He was the greatest. But what's fascinating, and what it dawned on me, and by the way, this connection to the Kohen Gadol is not so far-fetched, because firstly, that's what we seem to be saying, but look at the last line. Bar Yochai, Ashri Ladatecho, Ashri Omein Lundecho, Ashri Omein Sedecho, Levushai Choshen Tumecho Vurecho. Levushei Choshen. You're like wearing the Choshen. That's interesting. Why is this? What's this comparison to the Kohen Gadol? Now it's interesting because everyone knows like Ba'im is Hoyt Shabahoyt. Aaron HaKohen is Midas HaHoyt. Right? Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol. Now let's think about Aaron HaKohen for a second. The Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol was known as the one who was the mouthpiece of Torah Shabbal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu in his day was the Torah Shabbat Sav, so to speak. He was teaching Shabbat Sav. But Aaron was the first person to hear. When Moshe Rabbeinu taught, Aaron was there. And Aaron says, Kisiv Sei Kohen, Kisiv Sei Kohen Yish Midas, V'Teiro Yevakshu Mipil. Aaron HaKohen represents Torah Shabbal Peh. Pshim Ba'echai is Torah Shabbal Peh. And the sidus of Torah Shabbal Peh, as we know, the secrets. What's fascinating is, Aaron HaKohen was known, number one, for Torah Shabbal Peh, but also Aaron HaKohen was amongst the people. He was the one that all of Klal Yisrael cried for Aaron HaKohen. Because he was Oyev Shalom V'Reidev Shalom. That was Aaron HaKohen. He was trying to bring Klal Yisrael together. That's a Kohen Gadol. What's a Kohen Gadol? He's a Gadol Me'echov. Aaron HaKohen is so great, we can't even fathom his level. But Aaron HaKohen was also there for Klal Yisrael. He was there for the people. That comparison is with Shimba Yechai as well. He was also Gadol Me'echov, Nimshachta, Mamush like a Kohen Gadol. Levushi to Me'echoshin to Me'echov Urecha. He was Me'ala Me'eva, but he was also there for Klal Yisrael. Saying, Kilos Yishochach Me'pizaroi, Torah won't be forgotten, I could patter the whole world from din. Reb Shimon's there for Klal Yisrael. This is a lesson he only got to at the end of the cave. But that's the Gadlus. And this is the draw that we have to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Why do thousands of people come to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? You know why? Because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai took his greatness and then tried to schlep Klal Yisrael with him. He didn't just say, I'm in a cave and goodbye, which is what he did at the beginning. He left this world. He went to a cave and he was Ma'al Me'eva, as we said. But then he came back and he schlepped Klal Yisrael with him. This is the Gadlus. I wanted to point out, this L'chayra is the tikkun of the rest of the problem of the Oimer. Reb Shimon, the prize Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. What was the problem with the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva? Again, on their very great level, they had Torah She'in Gamayim. But there was a problem of Shleinagu Kovoid Zebozeh. What does that mean, Leinagu Kovoid? We said it wasn't they were hurling insults at people. But there was a slight infraction that, no, my Torah is the real Torah, and then you don't know what's going on. Or whatever it might be. Again, that's on our level. I'm talking about on their level. There was a slight, they didn't allow the other to be there. There was a problem on their level of Leinagu Kovoid Zebozeh. The Torah was spitz, was the best, was fantastic. But there was a problem of Leinagu Kovoid Zebozeh, and as Rabbi Kiva says, after Echad Kemoicha, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Your Torah is not complete if the Ben Adam Chaveru is not b'shleimus. Reb Shimon, what did he do? Reb Shimon not only had the Torah, but Reb Shimon also had the Kovoid Zebozeh. What does it mean, Kovoid Zebozeh? Reb Shimon was the greatest, yes. But you could see the Kovoid in every other person. Why is a person mechabed another person? Because you recognize he's a tzelem elokim. He's a tzelem elokim. He's got kvayt shemayim within him. And he looked around, he says, wow, one for Zohar, one for Shomar. Wow, look at Kovod Shabbos, Chaviv in Yisrael. He saw Chaviv in Yisrael. He was able to find the Kedusha and the Kovod even in someone who's way below his level. And this is, so to speak, the tikkun of the Lo Nagu Kovod Zebozeh. He was the one that found this Kovod. Interesting that Aaron HaKohen, for making the connections with Aaron HaKohen, Aaron was the Kovod of the Tiferes, right? The Kohen God represents Kovod. So Kovod means, on the one hand, elevated status, Gadol Me'echov, but also Ezim Mechubod, HaMechavod Esabriyos. So Aaron was Mechubod, but he was Mechavod Esabriyos. Shem Vayachai. He had the great cover, the Nimshachta, beyond everybody else. Oh, but he was Mechaber Zabrias, he saw that. That's a gewaltige thing. Efshe, one could say, it's interesting, if Moshe Rabbeinu has a parallel in Rabbi Kiva, Aaron has a parallel there with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, it could be, because again, both of them are Hoid, and this idea of Reb Shimon's Kayach, of seeing the great light. And this is what Reb Shimon, I mean, that we know is Megala, secrets of the Torah. Megala, secrets of the Torah. And these are things that are beyond us. They're beyond us, the secrets. It says, Alisa Lamarim Shavisa Shevi, that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was captured from Shemayim, Shevi. They say he brought down in the Sfarim that Shavis or Shevi. Shevi is stands for Shimon Bar Yochai. Shevi, right? Shimon Bar Yochai. And this is what he captured from Shemayim. But this great covet, which is from Shemayim, was also equaled with this covet of the other parts of Klal Yisrael as well. So why are we so connected, perhaps, to Reb Shimon and drawn after Reb Shimon? Because Reb Shimon says, Yochai can patter the whole world minadin. But we have to have a shaykhus to him and his world. Reb Shimon saw himself as a Kohen Gadol, so to speak. What's the message of a Kohen Gadol or a leader of Klal Yisrael? He's there for the people, but the people have to also attach themselves to the leader and see, wow, look what we have. And so therefore, when we come to Lag BaOmer, which is, by the way, the 33rd day, the first 32, that's Gematria Kovod, right? The Kovod that we're trying to bring out is the Kovod Shemayim. We have to recognize and attach ourselves to Gedolei Yisrael, to Reb Shimon, in the Reb Shimon type people, who have Kol HaTorah Kula, and not just Kol HaTorah Kula, but the Seid, with all of the Nigla and all of the Nista. Reb Shimon is not just quoted in Nista, Reb Shimon is quoted in Nigla. You have to have both. You can't get to the Nista if you don't have the Nigla. Reb Shimon is the great Reb Shimon. And with all that godless, he's there for he sees Chaviv in Yisrael. But our job is, as being part of Chaviv in Yisrael, is to look up to the great secrets of the Torah, and look up to the Gedolei Yisrael, and attach ourselves to that. And therefore, when we do that, then we will be assured of what Reb Shimon says, Ki lo yishkach mipi zarei. Torah won't be forgotten, because we'll also be able to attach ourselves to his Torah, to him, and to the Torah that he represented. Just like Reb Shimon says, learn my Torah, because I'm just coming from Rebbe Kiva. I'm just a chuma, shabbat chuma of him. So we are obviously Talmidim of those Tanoim. And this is Keim Chayenu Va'irich Yemenu. The lifeblood of Klal Yisrael is Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, Lag BaOmer is a Yom Tov of Torah Shabbat Peh. It's the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbat Peh, the goddess of how great a person can be. And we attach ourselves to that Torah Shabbat Peh. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do that, we'll be Zoicha to all the brachas that we say in this amazing piyut of Bar Yochai. And Be'ez Hashem, we should see Gal Einai, Gal Loshen La, Gal Einai Rabita Niflois Mitoyos Echo.